here with Mr. James Ritchie from YOLO Federal Credit Union, and you were just telling me before the recording that you guys are just a hop, skip, and a jump east of here, right?
Yeah, so YOLO County is nestled right between Sacramento and San Francisco, yeah. So that's where we're holding our conference today, and if you're to drive into Sacramento, you have to pass through YOLO County, and no relation to the hashtag or the modern lingo that most people think of.
Well, we're happy to have you here nonetheless, and so we're talking about, first of all, how's the conference going for you?
Loving it. So I'm actually crashing if it wasn't.
Oh, you're a crasher. Hey.
Yeah, so right. I'm taking a little bit of time to explore some of the vendors today, but loving it so far. It's a completely immersive experience. Couldn't ask for anything more except a little bit more sleep. But
yeah. Well, we'll get to that later.
We'll get to that on
Sunday. That's what the weekends are for. Hey, you want to talk about incorporating the employee experience into a credit union's member experience.
Yeah.
So because, I mean, you can't deliver the other hashtag, or not the hashtag, but the other note here, can't deliver an exceptional member experience without exceptional staff. And then nothing is more true than that. So you got to take care of your people, right?
Exactly. And not only takes care of the people, but you got to bring in the right people too. Because as I said earlier, you can't deliver a great experience without great staff. So our member experience program oversees all of the onboarding and recruiting of staff that join the credit union. And essentially, you can't start to work for our credit union without member experience's buy-in. And so we're involved in the employee selection process, the initial training and onboarding, and we keep those touch points throughout the process too when you're in the organization. Mm-hmm. We place a lot of value on our employee culture. We have something called Bringing Your A-Game, which is tied into the YOLO Alliance concept that we've developed. So we really bombard new staff with that in the onboarding phase so they know exactly what they're walking into and what those expectations are of how we serve our members.
So how long have you guys instilled this program, so to speak?
So this has been going on for actually about a year and a half now. We launched our YOLO Alliance Culture Initiative back in last August, and so we've now a little bit past a year with that, but member experience has been engaged in our recruiting and onboarding and staff training now for almost 2 years, and as a result, we've actually been able to see a really high increase in our Net Promoter and Total Experience scores, so we're actually right around a 90% Net Promoter score, and it's because we really pride in our staff's ability to build relationships with our members, and relationship building and our service promises are key through everything that we do.
What do you guys look for in an employee when you're onboarding? What I don't know if there's character traits or anything. I don't know if you can say that type of stuff for legal reasons, but
absolutely.
What do you look for?
So when I walk into an interview, I've got three questions I ask somebody. The first is always to tell me about yourself and what's bringing you in to talk to me today.
Yeah.
The second one is usually tell me about some of the goals that you've had in the past, because I want to know ultimately, can this person achieve whatever expectations they're given? And usually the third one is tell me about the best customer service experience you've had, because we all experience bad service all the time, and it sticks with us. But a lot of the times we take the good service for granted. So I need staff to know, one, that they can achieve those goals that they're given, two, that they know what good service looks like, and they can repeat that to the members that we serve. But really, I like to just have those three questions when I interview, so that way I can really dive into what this person's about. At the end of the day, what I say is we don't sell products and services, we sell our staff to our members.
Yeah.
And so I want to know what I'm buying as a recruiter and ultimately as the representative for our members' experience at the company, so I can give that to our members the best way we can. So really, I just kind of let our interviews go as long as they need to and dive wherever we need to, because I really want to figure out who you are.
Yeah,
because you want to look for a particular person to bring on staff,
exactly,
and you want to bring them on and have them stay, you know, for step one, you know,
and
attract them, retain them, reward them.
And it's funny because I don't know, I think it's Zappos actually will give new employees the opportunity to leave within the first couple days, and we follow the same philosophy. If you know from the first few days this isn't for you, please check out.
No harm, no foul.
We want people to buy into our mission and what we're doing. And so we've really tried to follow that philosophy of, you focus on your staff and the staff experience, you're going to get a great member experience as a result of that too.
Because, I mean, service is the credit union wheelhouse. I mean, that's
really
where we rule, you know? That's our thing. So you got to have people who kind of buy into that, right?
Exactly. And we also really want staff to, so one of our service promises is that we're going to exceed member expectations, not just meet them. So one of the big metrics I look at in member experience is the member effort gap. Ultimately, how challenging is it for our members to do business with us? And then how challenging do they think it should be to do business with us? And we always want to see that as a negative number, essentially to say that our members thought it was easier to do business with us than they expected it was going to be. And our staff are really essential to delivering upon that promise too.
Very cool. And it sounds like with the Net Promoter the net promoter score, it sounds like proof's in the pudding that it's working,
right? It exactly is, yeah. So in general, the credit unions in the industry tend to see higher net promoter scores because, let's face it, our members love us.
Yeah.
But we've been able to maintain that 90% net promoter score, which is pretty high for the industry, because we really focus on those, that staff development, to deliver that core exceptional member experience.
And where is this on the priority scale, you know, at your credit union? I would assume it's way up there.
Incredibly high. Ever since we launched that YOLO Alliance culture initiative last year and incorporated that in our new employee onboarding, that has been the driver for everything we do. We make sure that everything that we do, because it all touches a member, has touched a staff person first, and we've gotten their input. So we really are trying to take more of a collaborative approach to procedural development, and also really trying to focus on the way that our staff engage with kind of the services and things that we use in-house, and ultimately how that's going to affect things. So everywhere from the senior leadership level down to your part-time tellers, they're getting the member experience through all of our communications first and foremost.
Oh my gosh, great. I'd love to hear success stories like that.
Yeah,
well done. Anything else to add, James?
No.
How's the crash thing going here today?
The crashing is going phenomenally. As I said, not a whole lot of sleep, so I'm running on a lot of caffeine right now. But a lot of the things that we've been able to do with Lauren from the Feline Institute has been working on leadership development. We've been having a couple breakout sessions with some of the management from CUNA. And so we're getting to learn a lot more about the credit union industry, which is ultimately why I'm already here. But it's really exciting to see everything that's going on in the industry, learning about the vision moving forward, and ultimately just getting to share ideas with other people from across the country and the world to see what they're doing at their credit unions to figure out what I can bring back and do better for our members at our credit union.
Great message to end on, James. Thank you so much for hanging
out.
Thank
you. It was a pleasure. Thanks.
Wow, well done.